This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
In today's observation, I want to give a little different view of something that I hear a lot of in the industrial world. That is the description of some organizations as having a blame culture. I've even heard it used before to describe the reason organizations need to change. Most often I've heard it as a need to use this consultant or that consultant to solve our blame culture and turn it around. But what if it's not a blame culture? What if, when we look back at some of James Reason's work, like human error or managing the risks of organizational accidents, we really look at why he got so focused on organizations not blaming? What if, as humans, our nature is to blame? Can't be me, so it must be you. I didn't do it, so someone else must have. I want to know who's responsible for this so they can be held accountable. The human ego is an interesting thing, and I think that Dr. Reason was spot on when he wrote about it in those early days of human performance. What if that characteristic of human nature, that need to find blame, which is manageable, by the way, is more responsible for the way an organization responds to failure than an actual culture of blame? What if we're an organization of humans whose nature it is to blame, and we can be taught to look at things differently? Instead of trying to fix a culture, which we all know is pretty hard, we're trying to educate our leaders and then our workforce in the science-based attributes of success and failure. The differences between errors and violations and deviations and how they happen. In other words, the core understanding of any set of hot concepts. Our observation is this. I have not once in my 25 years of doing this seen an organization whose leaders have bought into and are using the language and behaviors of science-based human and organizational performance concepts that has a blame culture. Not one, zero, zilch, zip, nada. My experience is that this always outlives the leaders that brought it there. That sounds a lot like sustainable changing culture to me. So if someone within or outside of your organization is accusing you of having a blame culture, look at the deployment and integration of HOP, Advanced Error Reduction Concepts, as a way to change that paradigm.